Right, guys, we are the After Podcast, and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love, and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing, and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Hedford Street. Go and check them out for good music and good merch as well. As you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tap in with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa botolka la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halaal waa dadkeeni, waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad, nasoo waca wax xalaalo oo dadkeena aan caawin karno. Keena
Whistle Cola, brand approved. Let's go. There you go.
What'd you figure out?
That's amazing.
So boom. So there's this Habashi guy. He came to this country on a boat.
Yeah.
And once he came to the boat, they gave him obviously asylum in Belayo.
Yeah.
And then he went into a hotel and unfortunately went into the neighborhood and he done great.
No way.
You know. And then that sort of then got him into a charge, so he done his time.
Yeah.
And they released him accidentally, and he was meant to get deported, yeah, to Ethiopia, but yeah, they released him accidentally to the public, yeah, and then boom, the manhunt.
Manhunt now?
Manhunt for him. So that was over the weekend. So they released him on Friday.
Yeah.
Found out after they released him, shit, we should have released this guy.
Yeah.
Boom. Then now, all of a sudden,
they're looking for Donnie.
They're looking for Donnie. Guess where they found him?
Where?
Fizzery Park in the ends.
You're lying.
One lying the park bench.
Chilling.
Yeah. Some, the public snitched on him.
Well, they had a,
I don't get that. You know when they say the public snitched, I don't believe that.
I don't get that. Because in my mind, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, okay, let's just say I saw an article of this guy. Mm. Bro, you think I'm just going to walk around and then notice that? Because I could be walking past it. I wouldn't know.
But the thing is, we keep thinking the world's small. Look at the 9 million people in London.
Yeah, but I'm still
10% of that, yeah. It's enough.
Yeah.
900,000 people is enough to just see that, yeah. See to that. Be able to know. Oh, he looks familiar.
Yeah.
And remember, yeah, when they post stuff on social media, you're seeing one on Instagram, then you're seeing it on Snapchat, then you're seeing it on TikTok. Then remember how many times, like, have you seen that, it's not Hitch, what's it called? The one with Will Smith.
Which one?
The Will Smith, and it's like he robs. He robs money, like him, and he's got a crew where they're robbing and stuff.
No.
I forgot what it's called, man. It's a banging movie. Yeah.
Sure, Will Smith, yeah?
It's Will Smith, bro. It's Will Smith, yeah. And then he's a pickpocket.
Okay.
Yeah, so he does pickpockets and whatnot, but he does big heists.
Oh, yes. Yeah. With that blonde thing.
Yeah, the blonde thing. Now you're over it. Yeah. So now listen to this. This movie's sick if you ain't watched it. I'm telling you for sure. I've got movie recommendations, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this specific movie.
Yeah, I'm checking that. I want to find the name while he tells you.
He basically, the end of the game is there's a big, big, big con.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big con is basically they get this Chinese guy to bet. Yeah. On things.
It's called Focus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He bets on things. And then the last one is basically they manipulated this guy all day long to see 55.
Correct.
Yeah. And then at the end, yeah, where Will Smith has lost everything. Like the guy is looking at that, like, bro,
this is easy money.
This is too easy.
Easy
money.
Enough is
my
enough.
My brother, do they not get him?
Yeah, on the last one.
On the last one.
And then they're like, forget it. I'll get her to pick it. That's cold, yeah. And she was like, what? She was pleased.
But all he needed to do was tell her to look good. So
yeah.
My whole point of that is that, what was I trying to say? I forgot about how we got into this movie. Wallah, I forgot how we got into this movie. But on that note, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Upti Podcast. It's your boy, Upti Hamza. Mm-hmm. And I've got the lovely, lovely
Mr. Calm down.
Come on.
Dukes in the building.
I love that, man.
Come on, Killy.
But anyway, the whole point of it was like, yo, like, man don't believe anything these people tell us. in terms of the guy when they say the people.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Everything's been manipulated somehow, some way
100%.
To make us think. So somehow, some way, they've done either cell site, they've done camera, they've got cameras all over. Like, yeah, facial recognition. There's a good movie on BBC something, I forgot what it was called. It's not even a movie, it's like a series where they show that someone, they put someone in the picture, but he wasn't there at all. And they made him like
he was there.
Like he was there, and now he's getting charged for that.
But wasn't that the thing? Like, remember when COVID happening and then they were making that, like, people were piling up bodies, but then the bodies were moving.
Bodies were moving.
And then there was like people that were like getting caught on pictures, like pretending to be doing something, and then they found out they were actors, and then they were seeing everywhere else. That's what I'm saying, it's people placement. They're just saying stuff.
A lot, man. A lot's been happening, though.
I know. What? Panorama.
Oh, did you see the Somali thing in Panorama? And you know the guy, the police officer, did you see what happened to him?
No.
He got done. It's over. He lost his job.
Good.
Lost. But that guy there, so, you know what he tried to say? He tried to say, he said that comment after 9 pints.
Mad.
What does that mean?
What does
and
that mean?
And he's saying that the person that he obviously, that was asking him the question, pressured him.
He didn't just let you speak. Yeah, that was mad.
That was funny though. You heard what he said, didn't it? Somalis are the worst. he got us. He got us on that one though.
Yeah, the perception.
But it showed a lot about Channing Cross.
It showed a lot about the perception of Somalis, didn't it? Though that's another thing.
Yeah, do you think we have a bad perception as Somalis? Like, let's be real now. TikTok now, we're finished. We're cooked.
Why are we cooked? Why are we cooked?
It surprises me sometimes.
Why?
Like, you know, there's a degree, like, I think, like, to myself, like, bro, they like, Somalis now expose each other on TikTok.
Expose?
Yeah, like, they've got to a stage where they've called it a place of, it's the dark TikTok.
Okay.
Like, you're thinking, what? What's they call dark? It dark TikTok. Like, yeah, make sure you add me at 9 p.m. and I'm going to give you all the gossips. Make sure you follow me. Make sure, you know what, if we get to 20k, I'm going to expose their picture. Bro, they go off of it in a ayabtini way, like, you know, like
expose someone's picture. What
bro,
for?
Expose people's haram, and now we're Muslims. Bro.
Yeah, you're not
and
going
it's
to.
It's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Bro, they'll make a group out of you, and they'll just make a story.
Damn.
Whether it be real or not.
Damn.
What do you mean? There was a group of me one time. AI, me holding a girl, like legitly.
Was it a legit picture?
No! The picture of me was legit in terms of they took a picture of me. Yeah. It's these AI little functional, and then like they can just koalas it.
No way. Have you got a picture?
Yeah.
Show me.
Dark. I'll show you later. It is dark, bro. It had me.
So
do you think that, like, I was telling this to my mum the other day, and I was like, as Somalis, I don't think we know the difference between kaftan, which is jokes.
Yeah.
Sorry, kaftan, which is like banter.
Yeah.
And ayar, which is jokes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a middle ground.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where like, I've learned, like, with anything when it comes to drugs, when it comes to any other things, we have an addictive personality.
Agreed.
We have something where we go in it so hard. Like, we go on it so much.
Yeah.
Do you feel that comes from, like, previous trauma? Or like it's a cultural thing, because to me that is a bit like, you know what I mean, like we at one point we're so good at supporting each other.
Facts.
But at another point we're so good at bringing each other down.
So good at that.
Like, so it's like, where's the middle ground?
Yeah.
Where can we be able to be like, as Somali people, be like, you know what, Abti, that's a bit too much. That's not us. When do we take accountability? Or should I say, when do we get relegated? Like, have someone that can come and relegate the whole thing,
like a Dr. Umar.
Dr. Umar. No, but like someone that can come and, like, you know, like a lot of things that our people would say and our people would do, like there's a point of where there's a lot of people that have an argument with me and say, oh yeah, but you don't know nothing because we grew up here, but that change of growing up, we have to adapt.
Yeah, there's adapting
and there's choosing.
Yeah.
You choose to be this way.
Yeah.
But I can adapt. Like now, in the corporate world, we had to adapt from the street world.
Yeah. Because
even though we weren't in the corporate world, we grew up
on street stuff.
On street stuff, on dumb stuff. Like, even just the slang. Like, do you remember what I'm trying to say? I'm talking about having a code switch. understanding that you're my brother. When I'm at work,
yeah,
speaking to them, I'm like, yeah, my fam, cool, my G, yeah. When the boss tells you to do this, like, you're saying that, man, give me like 5 minutes, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Or you know, yo, you man, I'm going for a blem, or like, you want to say, yeah, man, I'm gonna have a quick break.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm coming for everything's exactly. done in a, such a professionalism manner.
100%.
Why is it now outside of that?
Yeah, everyone has to act wild.
Act wild.
Do you know what it is? I think we, even though we're not hungry, I think hunger does stuff. Like, people want to be like that 20k, or let's just say to get into 20k.
Mm.
To expose someone's mess is crazy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Like, what, that person's dying to get that number on behest on someone else's downfall.
And also,
that comes down to hunger, bro. Like, that comes down to like someone trying to.
But I feel like, yeah, we forget in ourselves as much as we can that we're Muslim.
Yeah,
I'm not saying everyone's a Muslim, but I'm just saying in relation to that, as a Muslim,
yeah,
it says if you want to go to Jannah,
yeah,
hide your bad sins from other people, mm-hmm. if you want Allah to hide it from you.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Like, if you now willing to sacrifice that gold car to go into Jannah just to get 20 likes from someone, 20,000 likes from whatever someone, maybe, yeah. just to expose another Muslim or sister, like, that's yours, that to me is crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, if you're willing to do that, brother.
Yeah. I don't know why people do that. I'll be honest, I can't speak for them. I feel like people just, two things, bored, trying to find another way to make money.
That's not money though. They're not getting no money. They must be exposing someone. You don't get no money, bro.
No. But
there's no money in it, bro. They have about 15, 20 people. If worse come to worse, they have 100 or something people that go onto there. Getting likes on TikTok doesn't get you money. Like I'm saying on the live.
Yeah.
Get money gets you by gifts.
Yeah.
Or by earning different revenue.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything with that and you're just there to expose someone, to me that doesn't, you know.
No, 100%. I don't know what. Then what other means would someone potentially think about? Like,
bro, it's that. And the worst thing is they're all doing this in burners.
What?
Burner accounts. No one's showing their real face.
So how are people taking it seriously then?
That's what confuses me.
So okay, let's just. Okay.
But apparently it's real, but because they get the evidence.
Like, hypothetically, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a burner account go live,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Follow me at 9 o'clock. I'm gonna show you." This girl who, or this guy who did this. Brother, you don't have credibility yourself. Like,
yeah, but so why, what? It sucks you in.
Huh?
You get sucked in.
No, you don't.
Wallah, you do.
No, I don't, you know, mean. Bro, there's no way I can see it. I can see an A3. There's no way I can see a AAA because I know how the burners account go, yeah. bro. AAA7777, whatever yeah. it may be, bro.
But you know and what? They're telling you me. You see that, but it's what you hear.
Okay, I'm here.
They'll be like, yo, yo, and you're just like, what the hell's going on? I want to see what's happening. And it's that funny thing where it's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
And then you stay there for 5 minutes, turns into 4 hours.
All right, cool, let me ask you a question. Ain't it done be on you for staying there? Just asking. I don't know. Because for me, I'm like, I don't want to hear. I would never hear someone else's,
you know.
Huh?
I never looked at it like that.
Because I would never want to hear someone else's sin.
Like, wallahi, you're right.
I don't know.
Being in that and listening to it is haram, bro.
Because you're choosing to be there as well.
Because you're choosing to be there.
Yeah.
Wallahi, I didn't think of that. You're absolutely correct on that.
And I'm just thinking, but listen, let's not say like whatever, but for me, I'm just thinking like, I just don't want to support that person.
You're right.
So for me, I don't think a person who thinks they're above this person that they've, bro, like, nah. People make mistakes. People should hide their mistakes. Don't be then thrown out there on a burner account, firstly. If you're going to do something, I believe you do it with
chest. Your face.
Do it with chest, man.
Do it with chest. If you're going to do it, stand on business. If you're not going to stand on business, get out of here.
Stand on business.
You're going to come in with some fake burner account and start like me, I don't personally take it.
Yeah.
But some people do take it offensive and do take it to heart and do this. Which I get. Because it's like they're taking away the joke away from it. Like, yeah. you know, the banter that we yeah. have as Somali. Like, yeah. I can have banter.
Yeah.
But they kill the fun out of it because it's like you don't know what you're doing to people. Do you know what I'm trying to say? This is people that are just, they live on the phone.
But where does it go after that? All right, cool. Let's just, again, hypothetically.
For us, we can't understand it, Birdie. I mean, sorry, Mo. We can't understand it.
For me, I'm like, you expose this person. To what end? So, okay, cool. You expose to her or him, whoever it may be. Now, whatever moves on with their life. But guess what? You hold that then be.
No, because you know what they do?
Go on.
It's crazy works. Someone starts the rumor.
Okay.
They start a room.
Okay, a room. What's a room?
A room is basically alive, and then you have panel.
Oh, God. No.
Okay, this panel is this up to you.
Panelist.
It's basically the way I look at it, it's turned into like a clubhouse.
Yeah.
And was it house? What was it called? What was that thing?
House Parliament.
No, house party.
Oh, yeah, house party. I remember house party.
So, house party, your clubhouse, your pal talk. Let's call that it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like having a live back chat on panels on TikTok. Damn. Yeah. Anyone can join. So cool. You have that as the source.
Yeah.
It brings out the information.
Yeah.
Now it has its little commandos.
Yeah.
And now the commandos, they all split up into small little TikTok live shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from these, everyone's having TikTok live. So this person, it's crazy. Wallah. Like, yeah. Ajib or Ajib.
Okay.
I swear to you, brother.
Yeah.
This person that started the whole rumor now is watching this other person's on TikTok.
Okay.
He's now putting his TikTok on this live, showing that this person, they're trying shit about me now.
What's over? What?
Bro, it's so discombobulating up to you, that to understand the way that this pyramid scheme works. Because, wallah, it's like there's one source.
But I'm trying, okay, listen, all right, cool, think about it, what is the benefit of it, though?
Bro, there's no benefit. Wallahi, there's no benefit. And you know what the benefit is? Is you're not even known. No one even knows who you are.
Yeah.
What benefit you bringing?
Yeah.
Like, bro, there's a couple people I swear to in my life, because I've been in the TikTok thing now for a little piece, innit?
Come on.
But like, for me, it's more branding. It's more like to get the views up, to get people to see the podcast, etc.
There's a reason for it.
There's a reason behind it. But, bro, a couple of these people, bro. And it makes me laugh because, like, in here, it's different to what I see in real life.
Okay.
Yeah. In real life, people come to me like, yo, my brother, like, I got you on TikTok. You know, I'm this person on TikTok. Uh-huh. And it's that burner account or whatever. I'm just looking at them disgusted.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, okay. Let me bring it. Why do our people have burner accounts?
Because they're ashamed of what they're gonna say. They can't say something and put their face on there because what they want to say is not who they are.
Okay. Well, all right.
Is that understandable to what I said?
That's
crazy. Yeah,
that is crazy. That makes sense.
That means you're there trying to be someone else, but you can't be you.
That's crazy. All right, so let me ask you a question then. So do you think everyone should have their handle the same as their Instagram? For
absolutely.
Okay.
Why do you not think they're not doing it on Instagram?
That's a good shout.
Why are they not doing it on Instagram? Because on Instagram, that's where they put up all the beautiful pictures, the aesthetics, and if someone saw your real life, how you look like, they'll get onto you like that.
Yeah.
But now, if I don't know what you look like and who you are or whatnot, and you're just seeing your voice, I can say what I want.
But that's
so they're bullies behind the thing because if it was real life now.
Alright, cool. So why do we it's a new term I learned, by the way. Why do you rise up these guys on these TikTok lives then if they have burner accounts? Do you know what I'm saying?
Rise them up in what sense?
Like when people rise them up, they put them on that panel, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Rather than
they make their own panels.
Oh. You know, with their burners.
With their burners.
That's insane.
There's prolific burners that are known internationally.
What do you mean?
Actually, it's a world that Birdie knows and is experienced about. Me, I don't know. Birdie knows.
That's what Birdie knows.
Birdie knows, so
I'll jump on Birdie's.
He gives
me
warnings. He gives me heads up like, yo bro, you're in the wrong room. Get out of there now. Get out of there now. Now, 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 now. He tells me, get out of there. They're recording. Go, go, go. So I come back, come back, come back. I'm saying, what's happening? I'm like, yo, what's going on? Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Why are you in that dark room?
And like me, I'm not gonna lie, I tried to maybe.
Was you ever in one of those dark rooms?
Yeah.
So what happened? No,
I was in
that. He was telling you, get out of there now.
Yeah, it was a madness.
Was you on a panel?
Yeah, I know. I was on a panel.
Okay, how many people? I don't know.
There's about 3-4 people.
Okay, and then who else is there that's legit?
Nobody.
Everyone's just burning.
I'm just legit.
You're a legit.
I'm so miskeen. I don't even see what's happening. Yeah, but like I'm getting sucked into it. So I'm saying, all right, cool. And the thing is, I'm getting crucial information as well. Like, I'm getting intel as well about the situations that are happening.
Okay.
But me, I'm turning this into a banter.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm thinking this is a joke.
This is a joke. It must be. Everyone's
like, I think it must be a bloody joke.
Yeah. So, and they're putting pictures up of people while you're there.
They're putting live old pictures.
Of
the individual. So let's just say they're talking about, we don't want to say names.
No, don't say names. Just say
let's just say they're talking about, I don't know, X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
This individual, blah, 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 has now all of a sudden, I don't know, pissed in a car. She was with a person and now they've pissed in a car.
And now they've just said that.
With
a picture attached.
With a picture of the car.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've done. Picture of the car. Picture of the stain marks of the piss.
Oh,
man. Like, it's now gone. Like, bro, it's becoming the bill. Like, CSI. They're going, okay, cool. Now we have, they're saying tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to get evidence B, blood transport. We're going to prove where that DNA has come from. Like, Shekada, it's gone into a stage where, like,
CSI
it's
Somalia.
Past banter. Like, I thought it's banter, but it's real life.
CSI Somalia. Oh, so they.
Bro, this is true.
Damn.
Like this is where it's like, nah, you lot are joking. Like, it can't be true.
You know what's so funny? Because obviously I'm not locked in like that, yeah, with the TikToks of Somalia. But that don't come up for me. So you know when you said it's a perception of Somalia, and I think so the people that like debate Somali TikTokers as an example, they'll have a certain following. So if you follow a certain those people that do those kind of stuff, like one of them or something, like, might have jumped in the room and someone rise them up to have a conversation.
Mm.
Not in the room. Like say for instance you had a TikTok live and you rise them up to speak with you. That's not a room, no?
That is a room.
Is that a room?
That's a room. So anything live that you allow people to go in is a room.
So like when I jump on Birdies, for instance.
That's a room.
Okay, cool. So let's just say I'll go there. I don't see most of that stuff, so the perception of Somalis wouldn't be is that.
No, but you won't see that.
Yeah.
But now, if now someone from that they infiltrate us,
yeah,
and they come into us,
yes,
you might not know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I'm just there,
discombobulated. Thinking, what? And you're there with your real face.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking this is normal. Like,
yeah, what's going on here?
I'm gonna be me. Whether it be my TikTok account, Instagram account,
yeah,
anything, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
These people are not that.
They don't understand that.
They're not that. They're scared to be them. They're insecure.
Okay.
They hide behind a screen to then expose their brothers and sisters for no particular reason. And then they do it in such
that's
a mannerism.
Hate.
That's
that hate. Like that's a hate crime.
It's more than hate crime. Allah.
It's like hate crime.
Like, it's so disgusting, my brother. And like, it's surpassed the joke.
Mm.
The banterish side of it, like.
Yeah, I don't find that funny. You know what? Can I be honest with you? People are mistaken, yeah? Jokes are... intelligent people make jokes.
Yep.
Comedians, I think, are funny.
I think very funny.
And very smart.
Very smart.
So
it's
they
about
know
how you do the joke and what you're joking around.
Exactly.
But if I'm joking about someone's life that's actually living through it...
Bro, that's not funny.
And that's not funny, my brother.
That's not funny.
Like, okay, maybe if the situation was a made-up situation, okay, cool, I'll get it. Like, you get it. But these situations are real life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Like now, I'm on TikTok live as we speak to you.
Yeah.
Someone's just gone on the comments and said, yeah, I can't take you serious with them big ears. Like, what can I say to that?
So, you know what? Okay, what's that account name? You know what? Can I be real with you? Just give me the idea of the account name. Because I'm sure they... Or is it one of the... What is it? One of the bridges?
That what's that account name? So that account name is user 1960.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Look. 1960385828
through
84. Bro, it's a joke.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
It's a mad joke.
Yeah.
it's a mad joke, bro. Like now, like most of the comments that you see, they also dox people.
That's a good one.
But like, you do get normal people on here as well.
Yeah. I'll be honest, when I've been on the live, some people have been good, man.
Some people like come up with normal conversations.
Yeah, like some people have been
but good. Like user 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If he was in front of my face, he wouldn't say that.
No, of course not.
He wouldn't say that. Nah. Like not to say that I can't take a joke.
Yeah.
I can have a banner, but it's like you're coming in very spiteful there.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what you're doing because you think you're a bad man because you're talking behind the screen.
Can I ask you a question? Does it sometimes affect you? And this is just a genuine question.
It doesn't affect me because really and truly I always look at anything. It's not true.
Mm. It's not. Yeah, obviously not true.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, obviously not true. But that... Okay, that's funny though.
But it would be good. But I knew I had people. Look, I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. What? Sorry, what was that?
Come on, look. What do you mean, bro?
Man flipped back his ear.
Yeah, bro. Look, look, it's plastic. Yeah, it goes like that, yeah? You hold it like this, look.
That's tickers.
Come on, bro. I used to be called Dumbo.
No way.
I went from school from being the biggest ears, bro. I used to be satellite dish.
Yeah.
Bro, my name in Somali, they go in.
They go in.
Yeah, that's my nanes.
Okay, I love
they
that.
They go in, bro. What do you mean? Like, I take that calmly. Like,
yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, it's funny because it was unprovoked.
Yeah, but I love that.
Say, you're I'm
fine with it because it's banter to me.
Because you're fine with it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it was like if it's something that you didn't obviously like people saying, then it's obviously annoying.
No, but
like,
at the end of the day, I have to embrace that. That's who I am.
That is a big fact.
I don't sit down and take it like, oh my God, I don't have big ears. I don't know how big ears. I can't take that.
Okay. Oh, to be fair, I'll tell user whatever user is 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Do me a favor, jump on a live with your camera on, and then
they won't. They 1 2 3 5 5. Look, you're getting this one chance. Arr, ragadate, come on the live. Arr. Someone asked Zimo, would you marry a divorced woman?
That's a very good question. And yes, my outlook changed when I was younger. I'd be like, nah.
Okay.
I want someone brand new, like me. It's basically how I think about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you're younger, naivety. But then as you get older, you tend to, like, people make mistakes, people don't understand. Like, and also, like, for me, I think, it just depends on the person. At this stage, I'll be honest with you, if I find her, then it's her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. Like I said on the last show, it don't matter like what you've been through, who you are, whatever. It's just if you're a good person, and I know you would, like you said, build a partnership, and you're there for the right reasons, then what you being divorced you just means you've found out like you two are right.
I got another one.
You need to answer we're gonna utilize
because you know it's because we're on TikTok live, by the way. I know you lot can't see it, but we're on TikTok live, and I've just posted up saying send dilemmas. And
we'll read the questions as we go along.
I got one, got one that got asked me.
But you need to ask to answer that question first before you go carry on.
The answer to that question for me.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask this for you.
No, but I'm asking you.
We're a team.
Answer the question. Would you?
If this person was asking you.
That's fine.
And me, I'll let you know on the next episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, like, and follow.
Actually, no, that's a good one. People on TikTok live, if you haven't subscribed, please go subscribe.
There you go.
And do me a favor. Like, comment, and subscribe. It doesn't take too much time. 60% of you guys do not actually subscribe.
So we've got 77 people on here right now. Most probably of them are not subscribed on the channel.
Yeah, so just do it. Don't cost you a thing. And
that's more better than a like. Giving me a like on the TikTok live.
Yeah,
I'd rather you subscribe to the channel because that's what helps us. That's what allows us to get to more.
Big facts. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys watch a lot of YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, please pop the video. And it'll help us get traction. And the more traction we get, the better the quality of the videos we can make and things that you guys would like to see, we can make it happen faster.
Exactly. So, yeah. Cool. Let me read out this one. They said, would you be...
Answer the question, no, man. Don't deflect, bro. Just answer the question. Would you...
I would marry someone that's divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
We get it for a whoa.
I'm just asking the question. Cool. Why reason why? Because my outlook changed, bro.
My outlook changed as well because at the end of the day, like, as we grew up, like, I understand that some people... That's the decision they made, and they got married, and it didn't work out. That doesn't mean to say that they're someone different. It just means that they become better. And personally, I believe sometimes marrying someone that has been divorced is good because they already know a little bit more than me, so they can they can guide man a little better in terms of the marriage.
Big facts.
You know what I'm trying to say? I think for me, a divorced woman is not a problem. The problem for me is how many kids she's got.
Okay, where do you draw the line?
I draw the line with if it's more than one father.
Okay, 3 kids.
It depends.
On?
Because the real problem for me is more like, how is your parental with the kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, relationship with the kids in terms of how is the dad? Mm. Is this, am I coming into a relationship where, you get me?
Yeah.
Like now all of a sudden, I'm going to have to fight.
Yeah.
Like, you get me? Now the dad's all mad, everything. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm coming into a situation where I'm coming, where when I'm getting married, I'm looking for peace.
Yeah, facts.
You get what I'm coming for? Mm. That attribute and that aspect for me is a bit...
That's where you have to calculate.
It's a bit like, okay, let me see how your situationship is.
Mm. Fair point. That's a good one.
That's my...
That's fair.
But this person, they said to me, would you be a friend to a bedroom's ex that you got to know and got closer to while they was together?
No. That's a no. your friendship.
I find that mad though.
Nah, your friendship. Can I be honest with you? Your friendship with my friendship with Ben's ex is relied on that relationship.
I know it's sad to say, but Wallahi, that's what it is, man. It's like at the end of the day, I was his friend first.
It's got nothing to do with
it.
We're not kids.
No, I'm just saying. But no, we're not. I said I was the loyalty stands with him first.
100%.
Just because you've now come into our building. Big facts. It's that unless it's like something he might have did.
And secondly, why am I getting that close to you?
For me to even do that.
For me to even be in that slot, to even contemplate that. I'm not going to do that. I don't need to get close to my friend. I think that stuff's weird. Imagine I'm just chilling with my girl at the time, or my ex, and then my brother just calling her, like, just having a chatty chatty pipe.
Bro.
I think, what are you doing? This is weird to me. Like, for me, like, I wouldn't put myself in that situation. Like, so I wouldn't like people doing that to me. But yeah, nah. That's a no-go.
These TikTokers are mad. They said another one. Would you marry a girl from back home?
Yes and no. But I need sense of humour. I need a vibe. I need someone that can bring, like... I need that. I'm a massive person. I need that person.
Look at you. You know what, yeah? I just got to get you to come because the way you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? I need a person. I need a massive personality. So the answer's must no. I need someone who can get me, like, understands me properly. Well, like, yeah, nah. Answer's no.
Cool.
Would you?
I've always thought about this. My problem is that we don't understand each other because, like, I want someone that's gone through Blue Peter, CBBC, like Hollyoaks, like Prison Break. Someone that I can share and converse with.
Facts.
I can't converse with you throwing rocks in Somalia. Do you get what I mean?
I think they'd, for the people at home, I think they'd do more than throw rocks. But I hear it.
All right, cool. I've got another one for you, yeah? What is the... Everything's to do with dating. I've realised I'm really getting bored of this.
Do you know why? Can I be honest with you? People are very in...
It's a relationship moment.
And you got to remember, everyone has their own point of view. That's what it is. It's like... Everyone has their different point of view. I know people say, oh, like all this dating stuff, but like, I feel like everyone has different point of view, so it's good to know what people think. It's like football. Like, everyone wants to know what everyone thinks about football. Everyone wants to know what people think about good movies or good series. It's just a... But everyone can relate to dating.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Cool. Another one is, what is the minimum age that you would marry? Or you would go for? Saying this, there's a good conversation I had with the Bridge to Edits.
Okay. Yeah?
And what it was at the time, I think it was about a month ago, at the time, the Somalia just brought out a new law that said if a woman can't get married until she's 18.
Yeah, consensual age is 18 now.
Yeah.
Mashallah.
And to me, that should have been done a long time ago.
Okay.
Sah?
Yes, I believe so. But... Mm-hmm. And the reason but my reasons are very, like, selfish. It's like, obviously, a woman's not, in my mind, I'm very different to how I was when I was 18. Like, and a woman's going to be very different to how she was when she was 18, let alone, like, someone way below that. Do you know what I'm saying? But from a DM aspect, I mean, there was never any like that there. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But from now, we're more educated. I think you should date around your age, mate, man. Don't even think about going too low. That's crazy works to me. That's crazy words. Because you've got so much world experiences. Like, imagine dealing with an 18-year-old. That's crazy.
You think so?
Yeah. I think, yeah. At your age?
No, I'm with you. I'm just trying to not kind of attack it.
Look at it from
a perspective of someone else.
Yeah.
That one thing that made me laugh is there's a lot of other y'all that were on TikTok started crying about this.
There's good, no.
Wallahi.
I need to see this. Please, I beg you, can we get a clip on this and put it up? Because there's no way, no way.
Well, look, those other
y'all, they were crying.
They were crying about it.
18 is not even enough of them.
No, 16, they were crying about it being changed to 18.
So it was 16 before?
It was 16 before. Bro.
And now they're crying about it going to 18, 2 years. And they're
other y'all.
Mad.
Others.
I'll be honest with you, man, need to look at your lives, man, respectfully. Because, bro, what's an 18-year-old got for you to talk about, like?
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta remember, a wife ain't just to have at home and to cook and clean for you, because that's basically all they want.
That's what they want.
For longer.
And remember, these guys are 30 to 40 years old, or maybe 50, 60. No hushman, no nothing.
And they're on TikTok.
Crying, Allah.
Yeah, this is. I'll be honest. You need to ban some of the mandem from.
Ban
some. I don't. Yeah, need to
bro.
Stop.
They're
man.
Not even obvious. And that's the thing about it, that they're not even about it. That banning them.
No, I don't. Yeah, need to look at themselves.
Need to get the strip, bro. I need to get togged like on the top of them.
Tutsi, what was the lad say? What do they think about these other yalas thingy? What do you think about these other yalas thingy? Imagine you saw your uncle in there trifling, saying, this is not good enough.
I think for me, wallahi, I'm going to be honest with you, yeah. It's like as though they don't see that gabdaha from a young age, they should go to school, get educated, have an opportunity to do things like...
But why would they? Some of them aren't themselves.
In what sense? Because
some of the men aren't themselves.
Yeah, some of the men aren't themselves. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So imagine, okay, cool. Think about this, yeah. You've never been to... I'm going to give you an example of something that you have never done. Paddle.
Okay.
You've never done paddle. You, in your mind, you'll never think, I want a girl that can play paddle. It just never comes to your mind.
Mm.
But I'd say I love paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want a girl that can play paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's just like, what you... And that is the reason why, for those kind of particular reasons, the right reason why you should be dating in your age mates or someone at an appropriate age, because you have something
to talk about, to understand each other.
But when you're not educated and you don't have, understand that women can actually do things more than just cook and clean for you, then you're able to understand, all right, cool, as a team, we can make big things happen. But if you're just on a farm throwing rocks, like you say, you don't care for all of that.
Mm.
So it's not, I don't.
Think that's the parents' fault as well.
I think that's not their fault, that Adoyals, but Adoyals need to be told by their major.
Like, no, but they're, it's their fault because they have the brain capacity to know what they're doing is wrong.
Oh, 100%. But I'm saying, like, the education part, I don't blame that part on them. Like, if you don't know anything.
Like, but I look at it like, oh, come on, all right, cool. Back in the days when you was in school and that, yeah, and like you chat to a girl and in our age group.
Yeah.
Like, you in school now, in year 11, would you chat to a girl that was in year 7?
No.
Yeah. You, and what's the lowest that you'd go? Maybe year 9.
Yeah.
Even to be fair with you, that was a bit ebb.
Yeah, yeah. But that's,
do you get what I'm coming from? Yeah. That was the culture at that time, yeah, right or wrong? Yeah. So now, think about it. You're 40 years old and you're speaking to an 18-year-old.
That's insane.
Bro, that's crazy.
Shouldn't be, I don't know if you should be a 30 speaking to an 18-year-old.
Bro, I find it mad. Like, you see back in the days of school, in college, and then now you've got the 25-year-old that's coming outside college.
Yeah, but you like grown-up girls anyway. When I'm in the school, I wanted to grow in the college. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't... Like, do you not remember college days?
I remember you liked a grown girl that was 1 or 2 years older than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's not more than bloody 7, 8 years. Like, you weren't in college looking at year 7. Or you wasn't in uni 25 looking at a younger girl.
No, of course not. But what I'm saying is, like... All right, cool. What do you think is going through their head? Because that's what I'm trying to understand. Why are they that upset? They're torn about this, that they have to then come to TikTok to say, hey, move it back to 16.
Like, I think that's the only platform they have that's allowing them to chat. Because it's unbelievable. BBC News or BBC Somalia will be like, hey, what can I see? And let us know. Why do you not think this law is right?
So, what forced this law? How did this come about?
I think, bro, it came about because of... It wasn't, bro, there were so many girls that were crying. Bro, there's a video that made me cry.
Yeah.
That was showing that the amount of girls that they're getting married young age with other y'all and they're crying. On their wedding day. They don't want to get married.
So, okay, cool. Where's their parents, bro?
Their parents are the ones that are giving them up.
Yeah, but the parents are wrong for that. The parents are wrong for that, no? So, we spoke, like... Are the parents not wrong for that?
They are wrong for that, but the parents are... Like, it's sad, wallah, to say the parents are wrong for that, but they don't have nothing else, and they think that, yeah, this little shankun that they get for their daughter is going to change their life, which is sad.
Your daughter's crying on a wedding day.
On a wedding day, wallah. And I think that's because they're not knowledgeable as well to know that what they're doing is wrong, because they've gone to that.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's scary, but it is very rare. Let's not, like, put that on our culture.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
It's not like this is happening, but there is some minority, small amount of people that... do that, you know what I'm
saying? Now they're throwing rocks at the ministry.
Yeah, I'm crying at the bloody ministry, bro.
No, that's a long one.
I've got a few dilemmas in here.
Okay,
yeah?
talk to me.
But I know I've got like bare, like, do you know what it is? Because we talk in the conversation, they've all gone all the way up. So man has to do the whole ding ding da.
Get them to resend it.
Yeah. He said, I'm so confused with y'all. Someone said, I'm so confused with y'all school years. Is college high school? Is college high school?
College is...
No, yeah. No, okay, yeah, because they've got like 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade. That's
they
secondary
got up to
school.
Like 12.
They got up to 12, but 12th grade is college, and then they go straight to university. So they have freshers.
Oh, yeah, college is university for them. High school, yeah.
Is secondary.
Is secondary and college. Our college.
Our college, yeah. Sixth form, because basically sixth our sixth form. Yeah, that's yeah. where they've done the sixth form thing yeah. for us, yeah.
So our college is secondary school and college is their high school equivalent.
Yeah.
And their college is university. University for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's not bad. We answered that one. It said, I think we've got more. It said,
why? I see the Americans are tapped in.
Okay, someone asked us, but they're saying for us, yeah. Mm. Why does Birdie want his girl to starve? Can't even finish her meat. Her meal.
So
were you gonna answer for Birdie?
So Birdie has this problem, and I'll answer for him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves a girl with decorum. He loves a girl that acts like she's been there before.
Okay,
so I'm like, you know, and my argument is the way I'm hungry today isn't the same way I was hungry yesterday or tomorrow even. So today I might want to dive in to that bread.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I might have been full and I might have ate something heavy at lunch.
Hey.
But he doesn't understand that.
Okay.
So we're obviously he got in his arm.
Yeah. It kind of I bet you're watching this one live. You saw you're that. I didn't say a word.
No, you're my killie. I did it on banner. But no, he was saying it before that happened. But he just said he likes a girl to have I just say, yeah, his words were decorum. Be present and just show. And he goes, if you want to have the takeaway, get a doggy bag.
Mm.
He goes, but I don't like dogs, but if you want to get a doggy bag then you're more than welcome to. But yeah, so that's basically his answers to why he doesn't want thingy. And listen, he said it, oh man, I feel like there are places, like there are decorum. I mean, how you eat is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
But eat whatever you like. But if you're out here just moving mad,
mm-hmm.
then I'm not glad to agree with him on them terms.
No, I hear you, man.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. So basically, I recently, you know me, they come in my look all over the place.
Okay, what?
Look a la sogala. You get me? They come in the back alleyways.
Yeah.
The best for the people that don't know Somali. So one girl said to me, "Is it possible on the podcast that we can relate more to help females understand guys?"
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so this question here that I've seen on there is a girl called Linda. It said, What should I ask to start a good convo without sounding awkward or boring? So these are our type of females that would now approach men. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So in regards to this now, what's the sick way? Like, what's your sickest way that girls move to you?
Oh.
By the way, do girls move to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. So you're part of that. You're part of this, the clang.
No, yeah.
Amazing. So it's good to have that. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so you know what? I think it depends on how old you are on it, but like at this age, one girl just said it sick. She's like, "Hey, hope you're having a good day. I just want to know 3 things about you." I was dead intrigued. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Ask away." Like I just said, literally said, "Ask away."
Like, the funny ones to me are like, "Oh my god, you're so funny!" Like that's what they text me, you know. "Oh my god, you're so funny."
Is it? That's not even a conversation.
That's not even a conversation. That's but a conversation. I know what they want.
Okay.
I know it's like, why can't you come up with a nicer way of saying, like,
yeah.
"Yo, I really love your content. I think it's quite funny.
Yeah.
I want to get to know your little piece or something different." Like you get it.
Facts. You got to remember your first step is your it's how we're gonna perceive you. So she turned around, and she says something like, "I got 3 questions or something like that. I got 3 things to ask you."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, "Go on, ask away." Like hey. I keep it short and brief, like until I can kind of read it. And I was like, "How old are you? Do you have any kids?" And then what? She's like, "So what do you like doing in your pastime?" Something like that. Something that made me think. And I replied to her. You know, it weren't my cup of tea, but I still replied to her. Like, and I'd say that's the best way to do it. But
okay, do you find that as a girl's chasing you?
Yeah, bro, you don't need to be asking if I've got kids. Like, respectfully, do you get what I'm saying? Why would you need to ask if I've got kids if that's not what you're thinking?
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, first. you got to be clear in your intent. Like, you can't be like wishy washy around it, because the comment could be, "Oh, you're so funny," and you're like, "Oh, thanks, I appreciate it," and then I could have just moved on.
Moved on.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you are, like, and if you, yeah, just think of something funny or something relatable or send a clip. I'd say if you're ever gonna.
No, banter for me. For me, it's banter, man.
Yeah, but
if you hit me with a straight cuss or something like this, like, I find that, like, yeah.
Yeah, see, yeah, yeah, you like to get abused. But,
I like to get abused.
Well, that's another day.
No,
but like,
not like you're cussing.
No, not cussing like that. Like,
it's
funny.
More like funny, funny banter.
Yeah, or start a conversation, have someone thinking. I think that's the best way. Like, or do something different, man. It's like, if I was to ever move to a car, I'm not gonna do the same. Yo, what are you saying? Like, like, it'll be something.
Something that will get engaged.
Yeah, like something that will get going. Yeah, facts. Like, I don't know. But yeah, that's how I would.
Someone asked, and I know it's 110% it's for me, it's not for you more than ever. But they said, yeah, what does pretty privilege feel like for men?
And that was cool. Man said, I know this is definitely for me. Talk to them, man. Tell them what's pretty privilege for them, man.
I am dying.
And man said, what is pretty privilege for men and how is that? How does that work? Let me ask you, how does pretty privilege suit you, sir?
Pretty privilege gives me, like, gets me into places that, you know, and makes me feel good. I think that's the main thing. Pretty privilege is about making you feel good for us as men. Whereas for females, it might be to get into places.
But she asked for men, specifically for you.
For me,
because you said this question is for you. So I believe
that. For me, pretty privilege is looking after myself and being, like, happy within me. So that is, like, for instance, now, yeah.
No. What benefits do you get out of being pretty is what they're asking.
That's the benefit I get out of it.
Oh, just being happy within yourself.
With myself. When I'm doing pretty privilege, I'm not asking someone to give me that.
Does
that make sense?
So
for me, but I give myself pretty privilege. The only thing is that the extras. Absolutely. So it's the extras that, like.
Let me ask you a question. What's pretty privilege mean for girls? So if someone's
a girl, pretty privilege would be like a passenger princess, for instance.
Okay. You like being passenger princess?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So I get a Tesla that drives itself. I sit in the passenger.
So I do it for myself.
Like, you get what I'm trying to say?
This guy.
Like if you get it, like, it makes sense in my eyes.
Alright, cool. Yeah, fair, fair. That makes
sense.
That's
not fair right now.
That makes sense.
But another pretty privilege for me would be, like, instead of getting.
Do you like a girl driving?
Yeah.
Do you like being a.
That's what I do as well. So I do that as well.
No,
like,
I'm just asking.
A girl, she doesn't. I love a girl that can drive. She doesn't have to have a car.
Yeah, but do you not like.
Bring the car. But do you not say, like, do you want to drive, babe? And jump in the car.
See.
I do that.
But do you not. Okay, cool. Do you not think, when you're driving sometimes, that it gives you that. Girls who look at you like, damn. Like, say for instance, the reverse one, that gets the Kellum going, Killy. Like, just look, you just look back, you just like, says, oh, let me mind me the mic quickly.
Yeah.
Bro,
it's 2020. Bro, it's 2025.
I drive like
the camera
this.
Comes in front of me to what? Reverse. Like, 2025, the camera goes in front of me.
Yeah, but
like,
I do.
The things are done now.
Yeah, but I do it for effect.
You do it for the effect.
Yeah, but come on, man. Sometimes, like, and obviously when I'm just driving, I just do it for the effect. I might even be parked in or something.
No. People's got to watch you. People got to see you doing it. Because this is too dumb.
Sure. But here what I'm saying. Like, obviously my car, I've got the front camera, whatever, and the back camera.
Okay.
But sometimes, like, say for instance, it gets the girl that Gallon going. You just sometimes have to just, you know what I'm saying? Just like, do you know what I'm saying? It does something. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when guys see you driving, like, I'm not, so obviously I've changed how I drive now. Mm-hmm. So I haven't driven like a madman like in a while, but like, I just cruise now. So I'm more time just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So then imagine you just do the, bro, game over, man. That's it. Khalas. She's going to ask you to. Stuff for love, no get. she's gonna. Yeah, man, that's it. She's gonna say, "Where's my man?" Quickly, fast,
right there,
fast. To ask the people, do they agree with me or not?
Bro, I don't know.
If you agree with me, by the way, whilst just before you're about to like, comment, and subscribe, yeah. But please put yes, I agree with me. Just let me know. But I believe it, man. But yeah.
For me, what I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know what makes me laugh that you said that,
yeah?
I'm not about the car, the part of you driving.
Yeah.
The part that makes me laugh is, like, I love when a girl drives me. And if anyone else looks at me and laughing, I'll be like, bro, it's my car.
Yeah, that don't matter.
I'm just saying, like, in the sense of, like, I don't feel embarrassed that I'll let the girl drive.
No, but see, that's when I'm comfortable. I don't mind it. But in the beginning, I need them to know.
Oh, yeah, that's global, bro.
But after, well, I don't care. Like, if we go to the show, I beg you, just drive. I can't bother. I don't like, do you know where I drive? So I just don't like driving. I really don't like driving like that. I like to just chill.
Do you know what it is, I just saw a comment, and it's going to make you blush.
Come on, I'm dead.
They said, can you keep this guy on the pod all the time? We appreciate eye candy.
Is that all I'm here for? Hey guys, is that all I'm here for? I listen. Also, they didn't know because they weren't at the last show, man.
Oh, they weren't at the last show, innit, man? Yeah. Most of them were.
Tell them, man. Tell them. I'm here, man. I'm here.
Alex, someone said as well, yeah. Last one before we cut this off quickly.
Yeah.
Friend, wait, 1 second. What did they say? Friend is disrespecting someone publicly. Do you step in or stay silent?
My friend is disrespecting someone that we know or someone that we don't know. Either way, I'm stepping in. Disrespecting someone publicly.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not embarrassing people, bro. Not around me. That's not fair. No way. But you shouldn't. I don't think you should embarrass. I think we spoke about this as well. You shouldn't be embarrassing anyone. Like, I don't. Who are you? Like, no one should be better than anyone else. Like, I think that's one thing that humility has left us, man. Like, everyone needs to be humble in most regards. You can joke with friends that you know, like even to my friends, like if I know that they can, don't you dare throw that at me. Even if you know, like your friends, I know some of my friends like can't take certain jokes. I will never joke around with them. If it's just me and them, I might just joke, just wind them up. But like, never embarrass your friends or never embarrass anyone, to be fair. That's my, you step in quickly. Go on, throw it, what you want?
You know exactly, you know why?
And they're going to say humility.
Because the reason why I said it, because, no, I want to learn a language.
Yeah, facts.
And because the reason I said it is Allah.
Someone's cheering.
I think someone gave us some lag or something.
I think so. Yeah, go.
But anyways, yeah, the reason why I say it is because it's good for us to learn.
They appreciate what I said.
Yeah, they must have. You know, a lot of people are giving, they're loving you on this thing right now.
I don't know where it is. Actually, do you know what? Furthermore, tell them, follow the Modus, man. I should figure, because I could go live with you lot.
Come on.
But yeah, go on.
I want to ask you, yeah. Publicly,
how
do you say that Somali?
Oh, publicly.
At public.
Banatka, that's what I'd say. Like, Banatka, Ebonasa, you know what I'm saying? Like, outside. That's how I. That, Banatka, Ebonasa.
Yeah.
So that's how I say Banatka. Like, yeah, Banatka, Ebonasa. That's how I'd say it. How do you say publicly?
When I ever say.
I say outside.
She embarrassed me outside.
Yeah, that's how.
Publicly.
That's how I know it as. I don't know publicly. Actually, ask the people. But let me.
Hey, I don't know. Does anyone know what publicly in Somali is?
Do you know what? Actually, let me check it for you.
Someone said, stop it. You're decreasing your value. What are you at?
I appreciate you, man. You know what? Yeah, see, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. So you don't embarrass people.
Yeah.
You help them learn.
Exactly. Like,
because no one's perfect. And I'm sure there's a word that bullshit. You don't know.
Bullshit. Ban. No?
What? Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Sorry. For the listeners, we're currently trying to
figure out in Somali, how do you say public?
Yeah.
It's a good one, though, isn't it?
That's a good one.
Someone said, put my number in while you're searching a ball.
That's cheeky.
You're loving it. If only they knew how tall you are. I'm self-sabotage.
Hey. You know what's so funny? I'm going to laugh at that. But hey, but if you didn't know 16, but I'm joking. But, pop.
These people are too funny.
No, man, who wrote that? No, you said that, innit? Yo, hey.
I know you're too, bro.
I know, but you know what?
It's a koala step of just saying anything without
the that, man's like,
and someone goes, he's a short king. They don't even know.
I love it, though. You know what? I respect it.
Okay, so bullshit means people of the public.
Oh, no, that's people of the public. But I meant like when you say someone just energy.
Say they're coming in.
Stop. Don't make me blush.
Come on, more.
Don't make me blush. But yeah, I don't know what public means, that's what I'll know it as.
I'll be in it.
Yeah, I don't know it. But if you do, please write down as comment and teach us rather than laugh at us, whoever said that, by the way.
Yeah, man.
But I appreciate you guys' dilemmas, man. Literally.
Look, they get mad at me, but they don't say, look, someone said, Mo.
Yeah.
I'll pay your meher.
I'll pay your meher. It's crazy. I'm a man.
Bro, come on, bro. Man, bro. We're getting the society.
You're not paying my maher, man.
Before you not do anything, just take Moa on a date, man. I'm telling you, like, it's good to go.
This is good to go.
Banaked means outside, but public, I don't know. I don't know, people don't. People, this TikTok thing, it was lovely time, guys.
Yeah.
You lot, go watch the episode. Make sure you follow, subscribe.
I'm going to see you blush, man. Appreciate you lot. That was cute.
You know, I'm just trying to get the TikTok, you know, the live in, to get us some money out of it.
No, man, but also, they're actually giving, like, good dilemmas.
They're good dilemmas. Went too bad. Good dilemmas.
And you got to remember, people, every single person's going through different stuff at different stages. So, I respect it, but paying for my meher, that's crazy work.
Come on, man.
Imagine, like, imagine. Okay, cool. Here we
are. Would you not take it?
No.
Why? Dickhead. Why?
Okay, let me go.
I'll take that all day long.
Bro, imagine. Okay, cool. Forget that. You're gonna sit there in front of her mum and dad, and you're gonna hear her.
Of course
say,
you are. But I'll okay, send that around. If you really want the money, I'll give you some big bread. But give that back ASAP.
If you're ever gonna do lochi,
yeah, lochi, yeah. That's shaking as well.
That's shaking. Back at you, Evan.
I'm telling you, my nigga, you know.
But no, I'm playing that. But here we are. Imagine you're sitting there. In the Doniska,
yeah.
and then you're sitting in front of her parents, bro, and you're meant to be the man, yeah, coming to get. I'm gonna provide for your daughter. I'm gonna be responsible for your daughter. I'm going to look after her.
Yeah, yeah.
These times she's sending five bags, whatever it is, in your account. Nah, I couldn't do that. You're a con man. That's the definition of a con man. You might as well do if you're ever gonna do that. You might as well just go to have five Doniska, yeah, in a week. You're 25 up.
That's right, you know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't even.
Do you think anyone has ever done that?
Yeah. And if they have, bro, that's turkey, bro.
But then also,
unless you're gonna be at home cooking clean.
But imagine, bro, any arguments?
Yeah, and I can't be in America. Like, can you imagine that? Like,
wait.
America is early now.
Nah.
Like what?
But then also, actually, okay, let me ask you a question, yeah, because there's scenarios as well that some people promise stuff in marriage,
yeah,
but they don't fulfill it.
Yeah.
So let's just say the meher is whatever it is. I don't know. Yep. But
I think they're scumbags.
But that's never given.
Like, alright, cool. Would you do your meher as deposits?
Deposits for
what? That's what niggas do. Like $2 a month.
What?
Yeah, money. Niggas would be like, yeah, my wife, I'm going to give her 25k, but really, like, 25k is in 5 years, like, they're giving it to two bills, whatever.
Bro, that's her bill anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you going to give her for
bro, trust
for
me.
You're lying.
Wallahi, that's what you think. So most of these mahers that look like they're big, and then by the time they divorce each other, the chicks ain't even got her mahr.
Must be haram.
Yeah, it's haram. You have to give your mahr. You have to give the mahr. Even if it should be good at the beginning, yeah, but if you can't and she accepts it and like, yo, I'm happy for you to do it
this way.
Yes, but whatever happens before she gets divorced, she needs her money.
That's mad.
Crazy, innit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You saying they're adding up?
I don't know what's going on. Let me
you're getting it. How many followers did you get right now? Come on, man. Give us something. Because I'm starting to see followers. I'm thinking, what's going on?
No. To be fair, like, it's not that crazy. No, but just messages.
You lying?
No,
I know what you lot on. Say the came out, yeah.
Nothing like that. And you always, I'll be rude with you. I'm not gonna lie to you. Unless you're like, bro, there's a reason why I'm not Muzmatch, bro.
I'm on.
You're not.
Some girl was saying it on this, and Hamza saw you Muzmatch or something like this.
What did you say? AI.
Yeah, I didn't say no. I just let that slide.
That's what I'm saying. Like, see, the reason why I'm not on it, because I'll be honest with you. I need all factors,
yeah.
Like I want to know what you look like. I want to know what kind of person you are. I need to know everything. I can't do the 6 weeks later find out that you're not nowhere near anything I like my type. Do you know what I'm saying? Or like, so for me, that's why I couldn't do with my, like that.
I think for me, it's more like I'm giving myself a better opportunity of everywhere. In the real life, on social media, everywhere. And the more girls I speak to, the more understanding.
Are they still blood?
Yeah, but if they're not blood, it's calm. I'll chat to blood or no blood. I mean, I don't discriminate. I give all options.
Okay, cool. So let me ask you a question. Blood conversation happening. Six months later. Or
it doesn't get that. Me,
okay, how long to unblood? Average.
About a week or two. If you want to be taken serious.
Yeah, fast. Because, bro, and also,
because I don't want to lie to you.
And then, but
especially even if the convo is getting good.
But this is my problem, though. That's my problem. Say the conversation is getting good. And also, I don't want to pimp out. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be having conversations with 200 people, bro. That's just not my saying.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. So, like, for me, it's like, I need to, by hook or by crook, understand who I'm speaking to. And then by then, method of working out. But, yeah, unfortunately, currently now, I'm not doing that. So, inshallah, when the time opens up for me, I'll But, yeah. As much, you might see me there, but for now, I'm good.
Any holidays soon?
I want to go to Dubai. To be honest with you, I want to go to Dubai. One of my friends lives out there, man. One of my brothers, man. He's been there for a while, and I haven't gone to check him. And I feel like it's time I need to check him. But yeah, that's a trip that I'm planning. And yeah.
Sure, you know what we need, yeah? Mm. We're going to end on this.
Okay.
We need to find 10 people that work for 10 different airlines.
Let us know. We've got questions for you.
Let us know. We've got questions. If you know someone that's either an air host or works for an airline, give us a shout.
Give us a shout. DM the Apti Podcast.
DM the Apti Podcast. DM Old Dogs. DM Apti. Or even email us at theaptipodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We have got a website coming up soon as well.
Inshallah.
It's going to be good. Australia as well. Soon. We're getting close day by day.
Mm. Howdy.
Mm. Soon. You're going to see us.
Mm.
Yeah, man. That's it, bro. Hey, but yeah,
man. Love, man. Appreciate you.
As per usual, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.